Welcome to the lecture on the introduction to the 33rd degree knowledge in Freemasonry, inspired by the works of Manly P. Hall, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. In this lesson, we will journey through the depths of philosophical thought, a journey that stretches far beyond the classrooms and libraries, into the very essence of existence and cosmic mystery. Philosophy, in its grandest interpretation, isn't just an academic subject but an expedition, seeking to unveil the profound truths of the universe and our place within it. Let us embark on this voyage together, exploring how ancient wisdom and esoteric teachings have shaped our understanding of reality. At the heart of philosophical exploration lies the pursuit of knowledge, the quest to distinguish what is of primordial significance from the secondary, to peel away layers until we reach the core truths of being, of knowing, and of ethical living. This noble pursuit is structured around six foundational pillars, which have remained the bedrock of philosophical thought through the ages. First, we delve into metaphysics, the cornerstone of philosophical inquiry. This realm invites us to ponder the mysteries of existence: what is the cosmos, what are its origins, and what is the nature of the divine? Metaphysics sets the stage, urging us to question the very fabric of reality and our place within it. Next, we navigate through the intricate lattice of logic. Logic is the backbone of rational thought, the rigorous examination of how we think, reason, and deduce truths. It's a tool, honed over millennia, that guides us in discerning the laws that underpin our intellect and understanding. Ethics, our third pillar, ventures into the moral landscape. It's a domain that interrogates human actions, motives, and the elusive principles of right and wrong. Ethics serves as a moral compass, continually challenging us to strive towards virtue and moral excellence in our lives. The fourth pillar, psychology, embarks on an exploration of the human mind, its functions, and behaviors. This is where we categorize the phenomena birthed from mental activities, striving to grasp the underlying forces that drive our thoughts and actions. Epistemology, our fifth domain, scrutinizes the nature of knowledge itself. It is here that we wrestle with questions about the existence of absolute knowledge and the limitations of our understanding. Epistemology invites us into a dialogue on how we know what we know, and whether true knowledge is ever attainable. Lastly, aesthetics draws us into the realm of beauty and art, encouraging us to reflect on the nature of the aesthetic experience. It examines our responses to harmony, elegance, and the sublime, seeking to understand how beauty manifests itself and affects us. These six pillars offer a framework through which we can approach the vast expanse of philosophical thought. However, to fully appreciate the depth of this wisdom, one must acknowledge its roots, which run much deeper than the classical Greek tradition that is often credited as the cradle of Western philosophy. Indeed, a foundational stratum of philosophy traces back to the ancient civilizations of Egypt, India, and the Middle East. These cultures boasted sophisticated centers of learning that predated and greatly influenced the philosophical musings of the Greeks. Central to the ancient world was the institution of the mysteries, secretive societies that claimed stewardship over a profound, esoteric knowledge. This knowledge, so deep and all-encompassing, could not be conveyed in mere words but required the medium of symbols to express its truths. These symbols, laden with layers of meaning, served as keys to unlocking insights into the cosmos and the human soul. Philosophers such as Pythagoras and Plato, who were initiated into these mystical orders, became custodians of a wisdom that spanned back to the very dawn of civilization. They understood that truth's essence could not be trapped within the confines of language but needed the more adaptive form of symbolism. Through symbols, sacred knowledge was safeguarded from desecration and preserved for those with the insight to decode it. The ancients, with remarkable foresight and ingenuity, encoded this sacred wisdom within the very fabric of their monuments, temples, and mythologies. They understood the transient nature of empires and the cyclical rise and fall of civilizations. By embedding their knowledge in enduring forms, they endeavored to ensure that their insights into both the divine and the mundane would survive the inevitable decay of time, offering up their wisdom to future generations. Today, this ancient wisdom, though veiled in the universal language of symbolism, remains a rich source of philosophical, scientific, and religious understanding. This language of symbols, understood fully only by those devoted to its study, requires not just intellectual rigor but spiritual insight to unravel. It is a language that illuminates as much about the seeker as it does about the sought, standing as a testament to humanity's enduring quest for deeper understanding. As we stand on the shoulders of these ancient giants, looking out into the vast landscape of philosophical thought, we are reminded of our own place in this enduring quest for knowledge. Our journey through philosophy, from the budding reflections of the Greek philosophers to the complex discourse of today, reflects humanity's insatiable thirst for understanding. Within the esoteric teachings and mystical symbolism of antiquity lie the keys to unlocking the deepest mysteries of existence, knowledge, and the soul. To those who dare to embark on this path of discovery, the ancient sages offer not just answers but a profound transformation in how we perceive the world and ourselves. To conclude, I invite you to ponder the profound interconnectedness of all knowledge, the cyclical nature of wisdom, and the responsibility we bear in preserving and building upon the intellectual heritage handed down to us. Let us aspire not merely to uncover the secrets hidden in ancient symbols but to live by the profound truths they reveal, continuing the journey of discovery that defines the heart and soul of philosophical inquiry. That concludes our lesson for now. Thank you for your attention.